Good. Okay, welcome everybody. Good evening. Of course, now we know that we're in the midst of a few weeks between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and as you may have seen in newspapers and ads in different shuls, the Rabbanim in the area were asked to address the subject of Ahavas Yisrael, loving fellow Jew. And it's obviously an appropriate topic for the 3 weeks, because one of the reasons that Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, is destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, needless hatred, and so on. So it's a good time to talk about Ahavas Yisrael. But I would like to explore the subject by raising the question, as I entitled the shiur, must one love every fellow Jew? Is it true? Is there a din of Ahavas Yisrael? You have to love every fellow Jew. So our point of departure is the pasuk we'll read in this week's Sedra, Parshas Maaseh. This week, actually, we read a double Sedra, Matos and Maaseh. I warn you in advance, it's the longest single Sefer Torah reading of the year. Two long sedges, doubled up, Matas and Maaseh. This is the week we catch up to Eretz Yisrael. We've been Parsha behind since Pesach. They read Parshas Matos last week. They're going to read just Parshas Maaseh this Shabbos. We're going to read Matas and Maaseh together, and we'll be on the same page going forward. So the Torah in Parshas Maaseh, and the second sedger, describes towards the end the procedure that's followed if somebody kills someone by accident. You kill someone by accident. You have to go to what's called an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, and you live there till the death of the Kohen Gadol, and nobody could harm you there, and so on. That's what the din is. And the Torah says, who gets to go, who runs to the Ir Miklat? What type of killer runs to the Ir Miklat and is entitled to be there? So you look in the first source, Parak Lamed Hay, starting with Pasuk Chof Beis, the Befesa below Eva Hava Adofo. You suddenly hurt the person below Eva. Below Eva means without hatred. You had nothing against this person. You weren't trying to harm him. Below Eva. Oh, he's shichal of kol kli below tzedia. You dropped something on him. You weren't hunting him down. Sometimes you were working with something and hit him. And he says various other types of a stone hit him. You didn't see it. Okay, in all these cases, it's the end of Pasuk of Gimel, who lo oyev lo, below makesh ro'aso. He's not your enemy. You're not looking to do him any harm. In other words, it was an accident, right? So you were working with something in an area, and he fell, and you dropped something and landed on his head. Whatever, it was some type of accident. The key is the who lo oyev lo, right? And in the first pasuk of the Chof Beis, he's below Eva, right? You have no hatred for him. So the Gemara and that's what the pasuk of Hay says. In such a situation, they bring the person to the Ir Miklat, and he says there, Yosha Shama Maros Hakohen Agadol, and so on. So you look in the second source, the Gemara in Makkos of Zion and Abayis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, what does it mean, below Eva? Prat lasone, to exclude, if you do hate this person. Wasn't some stranger that you were working with and you killed them by accident. You do hate this person. Oh, you hate the person. Then you're not allowed to, then your miklat doesn't work. You can't run to the city of refuge. Even though it might have been an accident, but if you hate prat lasone, a sone, someone you hate, that's excluded. And that's Rashi to make that up. The Gemara didn't make that up. It's in the Sifrei, which is an earlier source from Tanoim, in Parshas Maaseh Piska Kuf Samach, source 3, in Bethesda, below Eva Hadofo, Lahotzi Esasone, excludes someone you hate. This whole routine of going to the Ir Miklat, if you kill some accident, excludes someone whom you hate. Now, there's another place in the Chumash where this din is also presented, the din of the Ari Miklat and the unintentional murder, and that's in Parsha Shoftim, Dvar Perk Yitaz, Pasuk Dalet. And it says there, Vizeh Dvar HaRotzeh, Hashem Yonos Shom V'chai. Here is the murderer who goes there and can live there, right? He's innocent. Asher Yake Asher Bivli Das, someone who killed his friend, Bivli Das, unintentionally. V'hu Lo Sone Lo, he doesn't hate him. Mitzmol Shushan, I have no previous history with this person, doesn't hate him. And that's what he said the next pasuk. And hey, who Yano Salacha, Samayel V'chai, he runs 20 cities and will live there. So it's interesting because the Tosus and Makkos and the Ches and Rav, below Eva, source number 5, I'll say it outside, raise the question, why do you have to have a special drosha from the pasuk in our sedge, in Parshas Maaseh, that the words in pasuk Perek Lamedei, pasuk Chof Beis, the first line of the first source says, Vim Befesa below Eva, what does below Eva mean? Oh, not a sone. What do you mean? It says in Parsha Shoftim explicitly, V'hu lo sone lo. What do you need two sources for, right? What do you have to have in our Parsha and again in Parsha Shoftim? It says, and we make a special drush on our pasuk below Eva means you didn't hate him. Yeah, because it says in Shoftim, V'hu lo sone lo. All right, so Tosus answers that we remember that Chumash Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. Chumash Dvarim repeats many things that were not mentioned earlier in the Chumash. So there's usually something new that you learn, and Tosfos says there's a detail here that we do learn, but basically it's the same thing, and don't bother me that it's a repetition, it's okay. That's the first answer he gives. Then he gives a second answer, that not only are we talking about that the unintentional murderer, the killer, didn't have any hatred for him, right, but also the witnesses who saw it, and the judges who judged the case, also can't have any prejudice against the person. We're going to come back to that point. If you look at the very end of 5, it says, Kach nira le Mashiach. We'll see. Mashiach stands, it doesn't mean the Messiah. Mashiach says, Mori Sheyeche, my teacher, may he live long. That's an abbreviation. Okay, so the other Mefarshim deal with it. I'm not going to spend the time on it now. The Chiddush Ramban in Source 6, Ramban and Makkos Zayin and Beis, points out that really there are different situations because, you know, there are accidents and there are accidents, right? I mean, there's, you know, freak accidents. I mean, the Gemara and Marcus talks about, right? There are, you know, some crazy thing happens. And there's accidents which, you know, can border on negligence, right? You know, maybe you didn't plan to kill the guy, but you hate this guy and he happened to be around and maybe you weren't as careful, right? I mean, you know, there are accidents, there are accidents. The Tosus suggests, or the Ramban rather, suggests that there's a difference, maybe, I might have thought there's a difference. You know, we could say, wait a minute, this wasn't such an accident. I mean, he didn't, you know, take his gun with a sight thing and aim it at him, but, you know, he should have been more careful, etc. So that's what he says. And the Chiddush would be, no, that you're potter, even if, you know, you can't say that, as long as you can't say it was on purpose and so on, or even in a situation where you can't say for sure, he's still part of it, and others will disagree. That's what the Ramban, the Ritva, also says in the Simmer. We're going to leave that out for the time being. Okay? Skip down, look down now at source number 8, where the Gemara says in Makkos on Testament Beis. All right? Again, you feel what I'm saying? Is it obvious to the onlookers, Shogeg, it was an accident? Or can you say, well, you know, maybe there was some negligence in there also, right? That plays a role in this whole discussion. So that's how the Ramban and the Ritva learn what you learn from why you need two different sources. Right? You have to look at the case. It's not enough to say, well, you didn't hate him. Yeah, but, you know, okay, you get the idea. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah in Makkos, source number 8, Testament Beis in Makkos, Hasone Eino Gola. Okay, Eino Gola. Someone who hates someone does not go. Golas means the exile to the Ir Miklat. Right? Rabbi Yossi says the other extreme. No. Hasone Neherag. The Sone, so you hate someone, you killed him, you get executed. It's like a capital offense. Because you should have been extra specially careful not to get entangled with this guy in any way. And if you weren't, then odds are you had something up your sleeve. Maybe you didn't really want to kill him, but, right, that's the extreme view. And if Shimon says, no, yeis shona gola, shona ergo. He says, and that's what the Ramban and Ritva referring to on Daf Zayin, he said, depends on the circumstance. That call. If an onlooker would say, well, this could have been on purpose, then you don't let him go to the Amiklat. On the other hand, if it's not possible, it was such a wild thing, it was impossible to say that it was on purpose, then he does. Even the Sone goes. Good. All right. Rashi explains on Tesla Beis, Rashi explains, Bibneshu Kemuad, it's like you were warned, right? Devadai Ladas Harago. What do you mean? This guy's your enemy. Everybody knows you hate him. And now you're going to say, well, it was an accident. No, it wasn't an accident. You have to be extra careful to stay away from such a person. There's even, not even a chance that anything can happen. And then Rav Shimon said, no, it depends. It depends on the situation, etc. What is the idea of going to an Ir Miklat? So the Rambam writes in the Perish HaMishnah, so it's 10, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Hasone on Shochomer. Why does the person who's a Sone not get to go to the Ir Miklat? Because because one of the purposes of going to the Ir Miklat is a kapora, it's an atonement, and he doesn't deserve this kapora. Okay, and Rav says who the halacha is like, but there's something else. What exactly does it mean that you hate the guy? What do you mean you hate him? Right. So take a look at 11. The Tshuvas are going. I'm going to cut on the Sim Kuf. Okay. How did Tana Rabbanon Sone Eino Gola? Ezeu Sone. It's apparent to everybody these guys hate each other. You know, you see these people, they don't talk to, you see they don't like each other, right? Or Shehu Yored Imo Lechayev is always trying to harm his business. Or Mosway Tzil Shulton, he always rats him into the government, tries to inform, you know, against him. Umeitzolo Kamashi Yachol, you chepper as much as you can. Right, you know those people like that. So Ain Harganos Shiroy Laharig. this guy may deserve to be killed, but you can't go to the Eir Miklat, Mishe'eno Kapara. You don't give him his Kapara. And look at the language, which is the Gemara's language. Shu Shogeg Karov LeMezid. It was a Shogeg, but it's pretty close to Mezid. You get the idea? So that is point number one. I don't want to go into now the details of the Eir Miklat and so on, but what do we see from here? We see from here that there are circumstances where two Jews do hate each other. Right? I mean, you know, unless you're going to tell me that, well, this is talking about people who are not following the halacha. We have all these dinim. These are Jews who hate each other. There's a category in halacha called a sone. And a sone has different dinim with regard to unintentional murder. Okay? Here's another thing, which the Tosos referred to. He pointed to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Zayin of the Beis. The Mishnah there is talking about, nothing to do with our situation, nothing to do with Eir Miklat, but the Mishnah there is talking about who cannot serve as witnesses in a courtroom. All right, so there are different dinim. And among the psule edus, and also who can't serve as a judge in a case. So, for example, two brothers can't testify together. Not necessarily because we think they're going to lie. I don't care if it's Moshe and Aaron. They would not be able to testify together. That's a dim. Right? So, among the different people who are excluded from testimony, look in Mishnah 12, ha'ohev, someone who is very friendly, ha'sone, someone who doesn't like him. Oh, who? What does it mean? Ohev zesh shushvino. Shushan is like your best man at your wedding. Right? He's your best bud. Sone, kol shalo diber imo shlosha yamin be'eva. If I refuse to speak to the guy for 3 days out of my hatred for him, that already establishes a sone. I will not speak to this person. I'll have anything to do with him. I'll avoid it. And so on. That shows that there's bad blood. Okay? Now, that's one thing in the Mishnah. Amalolo nechshu yisrael kach. Why? Because ostensibly we're afraid. What are we afraid of? Like, what are we afraid of? Okay? We're afraid of, why can't we accept his testimony? Because he's my best friend. Of course he's going to defend my position. Well, we can suspect he's going to testify falsely. He's my best friend. I'm going to speak up on his behalf. In the other case, is Sone. Oh, I'm going to stick it to this guy. Here's my chance to get him, you know, to get him. So I'm going to go testify against him. So that's why the first opinion is you can't accept testimony from people, either very close friends or very close or very far enemies. You can't accept. Now, the other pin said, no, lo nechshu lo yisrael kach. Rashi explains in 13, not true. We're not afraid. Jews, you're not going to go you go to a court, you're going to lie. It's my best friend, but still, I'm not going to lie in court for him. That's the symbol. I'm not assuming the Jews are going to behave that way. Or even a sone. I'm not going to lie in front of a bezdin and so on just because I want to sing that much. But, so Rashi says, this machog is by edus, but by the judge. Modu abanu the possible. A judge can't. A judge can't judge either for an olive or a sone. You've got to, what do you call it, recuse yourself from the case. Right? Because, you know the old joke, right? What's the difference between a good lawyer and a great lawyer? A good lawyer knows the law very well. A great lawyer knows the judge very well. but well, we're not supposed to have that kind of system. Okay, the system is, if a judge knows that, it's not fair. Now, why is there a difference between a witness and a judge? Because a witness, we're not afraid a Jew is going to lie in court, which is one of the aseres hadibros, right? They're not to testify falsely, okay? That we're not afraid of. But a judge, it's a matter of judgment, right? It's a call. So we're afraid that the judge will, you know, he won't look into the case. It's his friend, so he'll only look at the positive side. He won't do anything actively that's a lie, but, you know, his vision is clouded, right? He's going to be prejudiced. That's the din. And the Gemara in that mission is on Hedron Chav Tesla on Alan 14. Hasone Kosol Tanar Bonam Hulo Hidenu Vakash Vadinenu. Okay, more elaborate. Okay, and where you get these different psukim, where you get these different rules from. And the Gemara says again, Ela Svaru, it's not really from psukim, it's logic. Oh, yeah, my time, Mishun Demecha Gadaite. If I'm judging, this is my enemy, so I'm going to see everything he does in a bad light. Not that I'm actively going to lie. But I'll look at everything in negative light. And oh, if not, the Mikavidite. Oh, this is the worst. He's my friend. So this summer, I'll look at the positive light. Right? And that's how we assume. Okay? The Gemara says in Ksubas also in 16, Amar Kufayim at Beis, Amar Papa, Lolidon Inish Dina Leman Derachim Leiv, Leman Desanle. A person should not serve as a judge in a case with someone he loves very much. It's something he hates very much. The rachim le lo chazi lechova. The guy you like very much, you'll never see, something against his case. Right? You won't see it. You won't want to punish him. The son of le lo chazi lechusa. The guy you hate, you won't find anything to acquit him. Right? All right. Good. We'll leave out the Tosfos there, printed in source number 7. He discusses also different types of, even different types of sone. Because if you remember, we saw sone, one definition is you hate the guy for 3 days, you won't talk to him. That's already a sone. And above, we saw sone is somebody who rats him into the government and tries to harm his business. And so different types of sone. That's what Tosfos says. La halacha, we accept this. But again, coming back to our issue, what do we see from these categories also? Once again, that there is a category in halacha called a sone, right? We saw it by the unintentional murderer. Now we see it by witnesses. We see it by judges. There is a category called a sone in a particular dinim. So it's understood. Apparently, there are situations where one Jew hates another, right? The Rambam accepts it. Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud, 18. Hasone Shaharg B'Shogeg, getting back to our case from our Sedra. He says, Hasone Shaharg B'Shogeg, Eino Niklat. A sone who killed accidentally does not get to go to the Ir Miklat, and based on the pasuk and our sedru hula oyevlo cheskoso shu karv lemezik, and we assume wasn't such an accident, and he paskins ve'ezu sone zeshol dibre moshol shom ne'ayva. You didn't talk to the guy, you avoided the guy for 3 days. You wouldn't take a Shabbos, you avoided him completely. That's with regards to a unintentional murder. Hilchos Sanhedrin Perkav Gimel Halacha Vav 9. The Rambam there says osula dain ladin lemisha ovo. Okay, you're not allowed to judge someone you like very much, even if it's not your best friend, your shushman, your best man for your wedding. And below, Misha Sono, and you're not allowed to judge someone you hate either, even though he's not your enemy, but, you know, he's not, you know, you wouldn't talk to him. You dislike the guy, your judgment's going to be clouded. Okay?
The very fact that you have a category of Snuffy
Yeah.
That you shout Snuffy
Nuff. Okay, we'll get to the point. But right, but that's good. We'll get to it momentarily. Okay, just one or two other quick things. Goes minus on that. Rambam and Sanhedrin Perek Kav Gimel Halacha Vav discuss the difference again between an ohev gomer and a sone gomer. You love the guy completely, you hate him completely. So again, they're different gradations. They're different gradations, and because the Mishnah also talks about it. But these din appear in the Shulchan Aruch too. These are regular like, halakha categories. Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos and Mishpat, Hilchos Zayin, Siv Zayin, 22. Okay? He says that you shouldn't judge such a case. Then there's a discussion, but what if he did? Will the judgment stand? So that's a machlokas. It depends. Maybe it depends on our discussion how much are you a real sone or a partial sone. Some of these issues come up again. I don't want to go into all these details now other than to show you there's a category of sone. And the Rambam Hilchos Eidos also. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tezvav 23. The Rambam author writes, Zeh Sheposa Torah's Eidos HaKrovim. Why can't relatives testify for each other? Okay, why? Because there it says because of the Gzeres HaKosov. Okay, the Torah says so. But that was by relatives. But by Oev and Sone, they're kosher Eidos because even though they can't judge, but Eidos, we assume they're not going to lie, as we said. Okay, that's how Goswami points out there in Oschess, because Lo Nechshu Yisroelachach, but it's not going to lie. All right? However, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and also, in Choshe Mishra, Tzim Lama Gimel Siv Alef, Kol HaPsulim Lodim Psulim Lahayid, whoever is possible to judge can't testify, even except for an Oev and a Sone, as we said, because the Jews are not suspected of this. So all of this now is background information, which should, we now come to the major question, what are we talking, what do you mean a Sone? You have a Sone, somebody, hey, we said it's a halachic category, right? Isn't there a pasuk in the Torah? Look at 27. Parshas Kedoshim. Right? Perek Yud Tes Vayikra Pasuk Tes Ayin. Lo Selech Rochel Bamecha. You can't be a gossip and slander other people. Lo Samar Odam Reach Hashem. Don't stand idly by the blood of someone who's in danger of dying. You can't just say, it's not my problem. And Pasuk Zayin. Lo Sisna Esachicha Bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate a fellow Jew in your heart. So what are we talking about? What do you mean a Sone? The Torah says, "Lo sisna," that's a prohibition. The Torah to hate another Jew, right? And ochech tochich, you should try and correct the person. Lo sisna ochech, don't sin on his account. And in Yurches, the famous pasuk, "Lo sikov lo sitos ben amecha," don't take revenge, don't hold a grudge. The havtal recha kamocha, Hashem. So I guess we could suggest that all these discussions about Asone are about people who are not observing these mitzvahs properly. But I think it's a little tough to say that. I mean, you have a whole halachic category, yeah.
Right. The same way that we're not supposed to do averas and we're avaryanim at times.
So, Enochanami, so you can definitely suggest that all this discussion about Asone, an intentional murderer, the judge situation, the Aiden, are all people who are in violation of this. you could say that, but still, it strikes me as like, you know, there seems to be a halachic category. It should be against. How could you have? You're not supposed to have a soulmate. And that should have come up in the Gemara. You know, should have said, well, you're not really supposed to hate the guy. But it should treat it as a category, right? Now,
like a gambler's pusillatus. Shouldn't be a gambler. But if you're someone who does that, there's a category.
Okay, I accept it. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, well, exactly. Okay, so hold the phone. We'll come back to it. Just in terms of a Havtalecha Kamacha, so we all know, Rashi quotes there in Kedosh and Perkutes, Pasuk Gilches 28, Omer Bekiva, Zeh Klal God of a Torah. Bekiva says this is the most important principle of the Torah. Okay, Yerushalmi in the Dharam, Perkutes, Halacha Dal, is where Bekiva said it. I'm just pointing it out. It's a famous Rebbe Kiva, but it's not in the Bavli. Okay, Zeh Klal, this is the most important principle of the whole Torah. Right? And the Korbanet explains why. In the 30s, Shebeshmiris Mitzvah Zu, you're not so hard by Averis. Because you keep this Mitzvah, you'll save yourself a lot of other Averis. If you love your fellow Jew, you won't speak Lashon Hara about him, you won't steal from him, you won't, you know, all these other, it'll lead you to observe stay away from many, many other Averis. Okay? And the Taimosha says the same thing in the 31, right? Zeh Klal Gadol Torah. That's, you know, because you'll be careful in your business, you won't be jealous, and all the other things, right? And we all know as well the famous Gemara on Shabbos. Okay, Lamed Aleph Min Aleph. Shuv Maisa Benochri Echad, Shabbos Nei Shammai, right? A certain non-Jew came before Shammai. We all know this. Gemara Amalo Gireini Amanash Shetalam Dei Kol HaTorah Kulosh Kishin Omen Al Regel Achas. Teach me the whole Torah, I stand on one foot. Whatever exactly he meant by that. It means in one shot, one time, whatever. And Dachba Baris Habin Yashriyad, somebody chased him away with a stick or whatever. He got lost, he pest. Okay? That's a stupid question. But Baalik Nehillel, Hillel did convert him, and he said, what's the one thing? Amarlo, we all know this, right? Da'aloch, Sami, Lechavercha Lo Sami. Whatever you hate yourself, don't do to somebody else, right? Do unto others, don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want done to yourself. Zui Kala Torah, Kula Be'idach Pisha Uzuvimor. That's the whole Torah. Everything else is commentary. Go learn. Okay? Now, Rashi actually has a different interpretation. Chavercha means perhaps a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he says, Loshanacha, Chavercha, Mamish, Gzela, Gneva, Neof, right? Don't do it. You wouldn't want done to you. Don't do it to somebody else. Okay? And the rest is just a parish to know what you want done and so on and so forth. And that's the target. Notice on there, he says, Terach, what does Vahavta Chavercha mean? Terach mele Chavercha. Have mercy and love for another person. Deman ad son elecha lo tavilei. What you don't like, don't do to him either. There's an interesting point that Marsha makes in 35. I don't go into it now, but he just says a side point. It's a little strange. Right? We all know this. But the Pasuk puts it in the plus. V'ahavta lo yecha kamocha. And Hillel says, don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't done, you know, for like, change it, right, from the positive to the negative. It's noteworthy. Why didn't Hillel just say, do to someone else what you would want done to you? Because the Pasuk puts it in your heart. Okay, so Marsha says, yeah, but look at the beginning of the Pasuk. You can look back at 27. It starts, lo sikom velo sitor. Don't take revenge. Don't bear grudge. So it's under the don't. That's why he puts it. Anyway, the side point. But these are basic mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rambam writes in Mitzvahs Esei Reish Vav, right, that we should love every other person, right? We should love every person like we love ourselves. And that's in Mitzvah Sasei Reishua. In Mitzvah Lo Sasei Shin Bez, he says, don't hate someone in your heart. Okay? Don't, you know, don't take revenge and so on based on hatred. So these are mitzvahs which are basic Torah mitzvahs. Everybody's heard of it. Okay? The Sefer Chinuch and Parshas Gilosa, Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, Mitzvahs Avas Yisrael. What does it mean? Look at 38. Le'ov kol echam Yisrael Avas Nevesh. You're supposed to love every Jew with the, you know, the love of your soul, okay? And he said, and therefore, you'll, like we said before, you'll keep other mitzvahs. And the Rambam passing this way in his Mishnah Torah as well. Look at 39, Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Mitzvah al kol adam lehav is kol echad ve'echad Yisrael. Right? I mean, you know, I entitled this year, must one love every Jew? Well, you look at this Rambam, yeah. Look what he says. Mitzvah al kol adam lehav is kol echad ve'echad Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. We can't say it more clear than that. And in Allah, that's Halacha Gimel. And Halacha Hey, Kol Hasone Echad Misrael Beliba Over Below Sase. Anyone hates another Jew is in violation of the Below Sase. Right? So we could answer our question before. The Sone in this week's Sedra, the guy who killed unintentionally, and the Sone with the witness, and the Sone who's the judge, could say are people who don't observe these mitzvahs. Could be, but basically these mitzvahs exist. Just as a side point, the Ramban, you know, why did it say Lo Sisna Sachicha Bilvavecha? Don't hate people in your heart. You know, I mean, But as long as I don't hit a guy in my heart, I could walk up and tell him I hate you. Well, I don't want to hit him in my heart. Right? Well, what does that mean, being in your heart? So he says, because most people, that's the way it is. Most people keep it inside, right? Oh. Well, many people keep it inside. And they think maybe that's okay, because after all, I didn't do anything to the guy. That's why the Torah says, right? It talks about what's normally done, because most people keep it inside. But the Chizkuni...
As opposed to...
means your mind.
Your emotions.
Okay, that's all I'm about to say. Okay.
If there's a reason or rationality behind it.
Okay, maybe. Good. The Chizkuni says something different, though. You have to look back for a second, and this is also, I think, a very important point. Look back into 27, the pasuk. Those psukim list several different averas. Don't be a gossip. Don't stand by the person's blood. Don't hate a person. Hochech to hochech means rebuke. I don't like the word rebuke. It's a negative connotation. It means show someone what's right. Are those connected? The Chizkuni says yes. Lo sisna zechicha bilvavecha. Rather, hochech tochech. Meaning, you have a problem with somebody? Confront them. Don't keep it in your heart. Go to the person. Hey, listen. Why did you say this? You didn't. You know. Why did you do this? I'm disappointed, or I'm hurt by your behavior. You insulted me. Whatever. Most of the problem we have disagreements with other people is we keep it pent up inside, and it gets worse and worse. And we're trying to. Meanwhile, if you would have spoken to the guy, he might have been able to solve the problem. That's what Chizkuni says in 41. He says because maybe it'll turn out that the person didn't realize he said that. He didn't mean that. You misunderstood him, right? Or he's sorry. He didn't realize it bothered you. Whatever could happen, right? He says, "Lo niskavel mashato." He didn't intend what you thought he intended. He clarified the circumstances, right? That's what Chizkuni says. The two parts of Zoom go together. Don't hate somebody in your heart. You have a problem, air it out. Most of the time, in husband-wife relationships, and in sibling relationships, and in business relationships, a lot of times that clears up the trouble. A lot of times it turns out there was a misunderstanding. The person didn't mean it, and so on. And there are Chaim also writes similar. Okay, he says in that same pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, Parak Yutes, and Vayikra pasuk Yudayin, he says the same thing. Don't hate him in your heart. Elabeficha daberlov. Talk it out. You know, a lot of times the person will either apologize, they'll feel bad, and so on. Anyway, more recent times, the Binyan Tzion, that's of Yaakov Ettlinger, who was a teacher of Shamsha Flo Hirsch, in his tshuva, Binyan Tzion Chadosha, Simon Ayin Hey. He talks about the difference between sinas lev and sinas nefesh, like he was saying, Dr. Kerr. He talks a little different. He says sinas lev, he talks about as opposed to sinas nefesh. Okay, and so he mentions that to chilek. Well, at this point, if we close the book, we say, is there a mitzvah to what I love every Jew? Yeah. And these people who were in the category of sone are avayonim. People are not observing the law properly. And that's what you can say. However, it's interesting. We do find in the Torah later on, in Parshas Re, in a few weeks, we are in Perek Yud Gimel, starting in Pasuk Zayin, the following situation, 44. Somebody, a mesis, somebody who tries to inspire you, or urge you, or encourage you, and what does he say to you? Let's go worship other gods. Let's abandon Judaism and go worship other religions. Somebody tries to incite you, inspire you, urge you, go worship other religions. Okay? For whatever the reason, that's called a mesis. Mem Samach Yud Tov, as the pasuk says, ki yisisra. He's trying to lead you astray. He finds some person who's maybe a little wobbly in his or her belief, shaky, and telling him, come do this. Right? Now, what's the halacha of such a person? Pasuk tes. Lo sovelo. Don't love him. Lo sishma love. Don't listen to him. Lo sachosein chod. Don't. Show mercy, lo sachmo, lo sechasalav, right? Don't have mercy. Rather, the person should be executed. Now, what's all these words? Essentially, look in Rashi in 45. With a lo, it's an unusual word, lo sovelo, Rashi, lo te ta'evlo. Don't desire. Don't desire the person. What does that mean? Look in Rashi. Lefi shenemar, v'ahav t'lorecha kamocha. It says, v'ahav kamocha, but as there, lo ta, but not this guy. That's how Rashi understands. The Torah is telling us when somebody's trying to lead you astray, lead you away from Yiddishkeit, the mitzvah of the Havdarach does apply. Yeah, usually with the Havdarach Kamocha, yes, but not in this guy. Okay? Or the next one, Osishma Alav. All right, we'll see in a second. you know, don't help them out. You know, you're supposed to help somebody, let's say an animal's collapsing or something like that, and you see, you help him out, help him load his animal. Not this guy. We had someone's drowning. This guy's drowning. And you're not allowed to stand idly blind. Not this guy. You can. So we already see now, and it's all based on the Sifriya there in Parshat Pisgah Beis Tes in 46. That's where Rashi got it from. So we find a fascinating exclusion to the mitzvah of Hakalecha Kamocha. Right? Because the Torah is telling us that usually, yeah, but not here. So apparently you can hate this guy. Right? I want to say, okay, apparently you can. No, no, thank you. But apparently you can hate this guy. You know what I'm saying? So now, suddenly, despite the Rambam, you have to love every Jew, but there's the Torah itself, as interpreted by the Sifrei and later by Rashi, tells us there's a certain situation where you don't love the person. Namely, what kind of person? Who's trying to lead you astray from Torah. And you have to hate. And the Rambam counts this in the Sefer HaMitzvos, number 47 Mitzvos, also say Yud Zayin. HaMitzvah Yud Zayin, even though Michal Shemar V'Hatzah Kamocha, even though we believe in V'Hatzah Kamocha, loving every Jew, Yachal HaTalim L'Zesh, I love this guy too? No. Talmud Omer Lo Sove Lo. Now I'll show you something more, even more interesting. Look in 48. Parshas Mishpatim. Shmos Parchav Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, and Pasuk Hei. Ki Sivga Shor O Yivcha O Chamaro Toim. I come upon the ox or the donkey of my enemy, and I see that the animal's wandered out of the barn, okay, or out of the corral, and I know I see the tag or whatever it is, the, you know, do I have to return it to him? I hate this guy. Do I have to return it to him? Yes, the mitzvah shavu zayin still applies. Hey, ki sireh chamor sonacha, my enemy's donkey, the guy, I hate him, his donkey is roveit tachas maso, is collapsing under the burden of all the bags they put on it. And now the animal fell down, and the bags all over the place, sacks all over the place. I could walk away and smile, and wave to the guy, and I, you know, see, I have a good time cleaning this up. The Chazal tells us, no, Azov tells us, no, there's a mitzvah, it's called pre-totina. You have to help the person. Now, but what's the language the Torah uses again? Look at, hey, chamor sona'acho, the donkey of your enemy, of a guy who hates you, or you hate him. So again, now this is not talking about someone who's a basis trying to lead you away from Judaism. So what's going on? So there's a fascinating Gemara in Pesachim, Kufshid Gimel Beis, 49. Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Sonam. There are three types of people that a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself hates. That's pretty bad news if you're in there. Hamidaber Echad Bepev Echad Beleib. That's somebody who talks one with his mouth and one with his heart. The hypocrite. Okay? We're not going to go with all of them now. Number two, V'hayodea Eidus B'chaver V'eino Meidlo. You know testimony that could defend somebody, and you don't show up in court. You don't help them out. You know the case, and you can help them win the case. I don't have no time. I want to watch the ball game. I'm busy. I'm not going to go and lose the case. Kadosh Baruch Hu hates such a person. And what's for us, listen to this, V'aroz V'ar V'chaveru Meid Bo Yechidi. Okay? I see somebody does something wrong, and I report to the court what he did, but I'm the only aid. I'm the only aid. That's wrong. Why? Because the Torah always requires two witnesses. So if I go as one witness and tell the court what happened, what can the court do about it? Nothing. Okay? Therefore, it's wrong to do it, because all you do is badmouth somebody else. That's all you accomplished. And the Gemara tells a story. Ki had the Tuvia Chata, a gentleman by the name of Tuvia, once did an Avera. Chata, whatever the chait was. Okay, Raj Rashbam says, whatever the Avera was. Okay? But also Zigud, another guy named Zigud, L'chudei v'asid v'kamed Rav Papa. Zigud came before Rav Papa and said, you know what Tuvia did? Ba, 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 ba. Okay? But they have to come together. Okay, they're supposed to come together. Okay, so now, no one else did come. So Nagde Lezigud. So Rav Papa punished Zigud, the guy who came and testified. So Amalei, Tuvia Chotov is Zigud Mingad? Wait a minute. Tuvia is the one who acted wrong. He did the Avera, not me. Why am I punished? Amalei, yes, because the Torah says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. An Eid Echad can't come and testify. Okay, all you do is a Motzi Shema, you're spreading things about another person. Okay, however, here's what's relevant to us on the third line of 49. Amar b'shmul bar yitzchok amarav, but mutter l'sanoso. If I see a person doing an avera, if I'm the only one, I see him in Chal Shabbos, or he's eating treif, or he ate chametz on Pesach, or he ate him kippur, whatever I saw, so maybe I can't testify, but mutter l'sanoso, I can hate such a guy, because he's defying the Torah. Shenemar, he quotes, the pasuk that we just read in 48, Kisirech Hamor Sona Acha, the donkey of someone you hate. So the Gemara asks our kasha, what do you mean? The Gemara first said, is it a guy? Or that's not, no, it's talking about a Jew. So wait a minute. So me shaya v'sane, how can I have someone I hate? Is it mutter to hate somebody? V'aksiv lo sisa zachiv avachin, I'll hate somebody. So how could it be that they, why would we, the Torah, define the chamor, the donkey of someone you hate? You know, you're not allowed to hate somebody. And there it's not talking about, you know, an avayin, that someone I hate. Why would the Torah do this example? It sounds like it's mutter to hate him. So Gemara says, yes, in a certain circumstance, it is. Okay? When somebody, when there are witnesses and a person does aveiras and this person is known to be a sinner, said everyone's allowed to hate him. Kula alman, I'm a salary. I'm the only one who saw, so I can't testify, but mitzvah son also. We had a quote of pasuk. Look at Mishlei, Parakas pasuk 50. Yiras Hashem, sinos ra. A God-fearing person hates when somebody is defiant of Torah. So now we've opened up a whole new category. Not just people who are trying to lead you astray. The Mesir tells you to go worship other religions, other gods, but even a person who does have avaris. Oh, I'm talking about that, not by accident.
Is there only these three that Hashem hates them for, that that's why you hate them?
No, but he's but he says mitzvah sanoso is someone who does an avera, whatever the avera. Well, it sounds like any avera, and that's a big chiddush. But that we've now opened up a whole new category of people where technically the mitzvah of not hating lo sisna or the mitzvah of v'hatzach kamocha doesn't apply. It's not just the Mesis who's leading people to Avodah Zarah. It's so that apparently people do Averis. That's unbelievable. Okay? Now, the Tosis talks about, in Pesachim, that Tav Kuf, you know, Mesis, you also should rob or Avera. Okay? Apparently, you still have to help him with his, apparently, he even had him still have to help the animal. Maybe it's because of Tzar Balechachim, you know, the animal to suffer and so on. Maybe it's talking about also different levels of hate. That's the Gemara in the Bav Metzia. Amid Beis, Tashma, Oiv, Lithrok, Vison, Lithon, Mitzvah, Vison, Kedei Lachom, Vizitzo. Why did the Torah pick that example? Because you should control yourself. Even though you don't like the guy, you still have to help him. That's a good discipline. Even though I don't want to help you. I really don't want to help you. Okay, I don't want to help you, but I have to. Right? It's good for your discipline. It tells you, when he goes through that, I feel like you're allowed to hate him anyway. What are you disciplining? Okay, it's a different levels of sinna. But now we come, Dr. You mentioned the point. Look at 56. Shabbos, Lamed Beis, and Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Because of sinas chinam, there'll be bad things will happen in your house. You exhibit sinas chinam, bad. We know that's one of the reasons the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, so sinas chinam is no good. Look how Rashi defines sinas chinam in 57. We throw that word around all the time. Sinas chinam. What does it mean? Baseless hatred. So look at Rashi says Shabbos Lamed Beis and Beis Dilam Asol sinas chinam 57. Shelo ra'a bo dvar avera. She mutter sanoso. You didn't see him do any avera, because if you did, we mutter. What does sinas chinam mean? There's no reason for it. You didn't see him do anything wrong. That's sinas chinam. Implication: if you see somebody who does averas, it's even a mitzvah perhaps to hate such a person. Now, wait a minute. We can't leave it like that, right? I mean, you can hate people. People do averas all the time, right? There's a lot of hate such a person, but that's what it looks like in that Gemara. Okay. The truth of the matter is, there is a Bryce in Avos Dov Nosson, Perek Tav Zayin, that says that generally, in Avos Aleph, 58, Sinas Habrios Motinas HaMeolam. You hate other people, that's going to chase you out of the world. It's a disaster, okay, for you. But what does it mean, Sinas Habrios? There are people you can hate, okay? Sna es Haminim, heretics, Hamashumadim, people who abandon Judaism, Mesoros, people who master other people. In other words, there are people you're allowed to hate, and they quote a Pasuk. Until in Parakuf Lamates Pasuk of Halav 59, Hello Misanecha Hashem, those who hate you, because they don't observe your mitzvahs, it's not, I'll hate also. So apparently, according to all of this, you're allowed to hate somebody who doesn't do mitzvahs. All right, what happened to Vahavtel Arecha Kamocha? Look what the Rashbam writes on that Pasuk in Chumash, Vahavtel Kamocha, Kedoshim Parakutas Pasuk 60. Vahavtel Arecha Kamocha. What does Reacha mean? Im Reacha, he's worthy of being your friend. Im Tovu, he's a good person. That's one of the Havta Rechamoch applies. Avalim Hu Rasha, but not if the guy's a Rasha, then Yiras Hashem, Son of Israel, that was that Pasuk in Mishrei. Then you hate the person, right? And it's so sounds now like, wow, there are a lot of people that's mutter. I'm not saying maybe even have to, but it's certainly mutter. So the answer to our question now, Muslim love every fellow Jew? Well, not necessarily. Right, the person does have errors. However, go back the other way. Targos Maimonides throws an interesting point. In Hilchos Deis, Paragvav, Alach, Gimel, Os, Allah, 61. He says the same thing. When does V'havta Lechemocha apply? When is your friend on the level of Torah Mitzvahs? Meaning he observes Torah Mitzvahs like you do. Right? Aval Adam Rasha, but a Rasha, but now look what he adds, three words. She'eno Mekabel Tochacha. Then Mitzvah Sanoza. He doesn't accept when you try to correct him. Meaning, it sounds to me, that you first have to try and show the person how to behave. You can't just say, this person doesn't behave, I hate that person. Did you try to correct him? Did you try to teach him what's right? Maybe he doesn't know, right? When, so the Agos wanted to make a very interesting caveat here. When can you label somebody as a Rasha? Somebody who's been told and he's defiant, oh, and he spits in your face and he rejects, that's something else. Then Taki, you'll have to hate such a person. But first you have to try to give him tochacha. First you have to try and show him what's right. There's a Gemara, sure, it's in print, but there's a Gemara that says, you know, there's a rule on Shabbos that not only without an Erev, not only we're not allowed to carry, but you're also not allowed to have your animal carry for you. So I can't load up my donkey with stuff. You know, the donkey doesn't have to keep Shabbos, I do, but I can't have my animal carry stuff for me on Shabbos. Okay? So the Gemara says that, and there's certain things that an animal can wear on its back, like a, you know, that's part of its normal saddle or something like that. Okay, whatever. So the Gemara there in Shabbos and Dalit says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah let his cow go out on Shabbos with a burden, some type of a thing that the Chacham said you're not allowed to do. So Gemara said, how can that be? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would ignore what the Chacham said. So the Gemara elaborates and says it wasn't really Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow. It was his neighbor's cow. But he never corrected the neighbor, never told the neighbor how to do it, so it's considered like it was his own cow. He gets sort of like blamed for it. So that's a very important Hagos, in my opinion, a very important Hagos Manas. Yes, a person is a Rasha, you're allowed to hate him, but first, you have to try, and if a person rejects it, and he rejects you, and rejects religion, then okay, then I can say, I'm going to do with that person. Right? That's a Shari Tshuva. Right, because you know you never know. Maybe the person you see the person didn't have error. Okay, maybe didn't have error because we're all human. We make a mistake, and maybe since then he did tshuva. Maybe since then he regretted it. So you have to look at this. That's a Rabbeinu Yonah writes Shargim Olos Veishtes Vav, right? Maybe the Ula Hachote who showed me Darkar Ro. Maybe did tshuva in the meanwhile. Okay, Roy Lachso Kibbutz Man. You should think he probably did do tshuva. However, certain people. As the Rambam writes in 63, that's the famous Rambam where the introduction to the 10th Parak of Sanhedrin, Parak Yud Mishnah Aleph, that's where the Rambam lists off the 13 articles of faith, the 13 animamins. Well, he doesn't call them animamins, but 13 things that every Jew has to believe in. And the Rambam writes at the end, if you have a Jew who doesn't believe in Torah from heaven, doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in Mashiach, and all the other things, okay, so what to that person you can detest? Person, and again, assuming we try to correct them, it's not how we put it before. There, the Rambam says that's what the definition of Klal Yisrael is, right? You look at the second line of 63. Kasher Kamal Adam Kali Sodas Halal B'Mulusa B'Mavitu Haru Nichnas B'Klal Yisrael. That's who's part of Klal Yisrael. The people who believe in all of our fundamental beliefs, that's part of Klal Yisrael. V'Chovo La'Avo, and you have to love such a person. Okay, because he's part of Klal Yisrael. Now, you may have done things that are not, but ultimately, deep down, you have to have a love for such a person. Right? Somebody told me, and I heard this years ago, a similar story, but somebody else, but whatever, someone told me recently, the Moshe Feinstein. There was a person who gave him a hard time about certain things, and chepped him, and this and that, and it was known already, this guy, and then didn't get along with Moshe Feinstein. And somebody came, one of the Talmidim came to Moshe's house because an appointment or something, and this person was there. So the Talmud asked him, oh, so he finally came to ask you Mechila? He said, no, he came to ask me for a job reference, for a recommendation, you know. And Moshe gave it to him. He's angry at a person, but you know, a fellow Jew, right? And that's quite a level to aspire to, but, you know. So that's what the Rambam says. He's part of Klal Yisrael. But, he says, the people who deny the religion and so on and so forth, that's, I hate such a person, okay? And in fact, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, technically, on Chavav and Vez, it's a staggering comment, but the Gemara says, Haminim, heretics, Apikursim, and so on, Masoros, Marit of Elomalim, you can throw them into a pit, you know, and then not bring them out, right? In other words, you can get rid of such a person. And the Rambam writes, Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Olach Aleph, Hamosim, Apikursim, Yisrael, Hayudin, La'abdun Biyad. You could physically harm such a person. Could physically, kill such a person. It's a staggering thing. Okay? And the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Daled, writes, 67, Hasone Shenemar Batorah, when the Torah speaks about a Sone, it's whom you saw, it's a Jew. It's not from a Goyim. And the Rambam asks that same question. The Heichiel Yisrael, Sone Yisrael, how could it be a Jew who hates another Jew? Doesn't it say, Lo Sisto Zechim Avecha, our Pasuk? Right? Amar Chachamim, and look what he says also, second line of 67. Kegon Shera'ohu Levado Sha'amar Averu, the Hisrabo, you see the person does Averu. You warned him, you told him to stop. Below Chazar, and he didn't stop. Then I raised a mitzvah sano, so Achi has a tshuva. Then you can hate such a person until such time he does tshuva. Okay? And the Rambam says similar to Chazmarim Per Gimel Achabeis. A person rejects Torah Shema Peh, okay, then he's not part of Klal Yisrael. And you don't need Eidim and Dadim. You can get rid of such a person. And look what he says in Halach Hilchos Ovel, Perek Gedal Alach Aleph, about Rehavtelech Kamocha. We know there are many mitzvahs which are between Adam and Chaveru. So look what the Rambam writes in 69. He writes, mitzvah haseishol divrehim, it's a rabbinic mitzvah, levaker cholim, right? Biker cholim, lenachem aveilim, lotzi ameis, lachmas kalim. Right? The mitzvah, nicham aveilim, biker cholim, and simchus chosin and kalim, and so on. We know there's a great mitzvah. Does it ever say in the Torah anywhere? No. So the Rambam says, yeah, true, it doesn't say in the Torah, but they're subsumed under v'chavtelecha kamocha, harein b'chav v'chavtelecha kamocha. Right, because you would want someone to come to your chasana. Rachman son, you're sitting in shiva, you want visitors to come, right? You're sick, you want visitors to come, so we have to do that for other people. But the Rambam also says that's only achicha b'Torah mitzvah, someone who is like you in terms of Torah mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodei Yisim Kufnun Chesiv Beis says, again, technically speaking, a person masters another Jews, and then gets other people in trouble, so you can kill him or do whatever you have to do, to bump him off. In Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Ayin Beis Sif Yud Aleph, it says the same thing. It's a sone is somebody that saw that did an avera, and again he says in the second line of 71, the hisrabo the lo chazar. You warned him, you told him to stop, but he didn't do tshuva. You tried to stop. Okay, and the same thing in Siman Tov Chaf Hey, Siv Hey, up. Because of all these people, we can get rid of them. Yeah, but you got to first try and get the person to do tshuva. So, that's an excellent. Hold on. One other point. Okay, the Magen Avraham also writes in 73 in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Very interesting, Magen Avraham. Why? It's a long, long Siv Katan. The Magen Avraham was written by Rabbi Avraham Gumbiner, Rabbi Amala Gumbiner. He didn't write the Magen Avraham. It's assumed to be published on the page of Shulchan Aruch. He wrote notes and so on. And that's why sometimes it's tough to read. But in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, it's a long, long essay where he just catches all the dinim that don't fit anywhere else. Right? A lot of things about having the right attitude, deus. He's just like a catch-all din. So he mentioned catch-all Simchon. So he writes, look what he writes, 73, Mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov as kalecha mi'israel kegufo, shenemar v'hafzeh kamocho. But he says again, v'dafka re'ach ha'betar mitzvah, Aval Adam Rasha again, She'eno Mekabel Tochacha, Mitzvah Sanos, so you can hate him and so on. Now, I did mention for taking full intellectual honesty in 74, the Smach, Mrs. Cotton Mitzvah Yud Zayin, says even in these cases, he's not really supposed to hate the guy. Just make it look like you hate him. A year ago. Okay. You know, it's kind of like you know, but don't really hate him deep down. But okay. Bottom line, so let's put everything together. We started with a category that the Torah seems to recognize called a Sone. They have a sone by the unintentional murderer, has a different set of dinim. The sone by an aid, the sone by a dayan. Okay? We raised the question, but how could it be? What do you mean a sone? And by the sone, same thing, where the Torah itself uses the term sone, that a guy whose donkey is collapsing under its weight, you're supposed to help him. Just chamor sonacha. So everybody asks, how could you have a sone? Doesn't it say lo sisna chicha b'lavecha? And doesn't it say v'hamtach kamocha, these beautiful mitzvahs to love every Jew? So he said, well, apparently there's some exceptions. One exception was a mason. Someone was trying to get you to the avodah zarah. V'hamtach kamocha doesn't apply. But the other, we saw a person does averas. But we limited that by saying, yeah, but first you have to try and correct him. It's only someone who does averas, and you try, and people try and win him over, and he doesn't do it, then he's defiant, then you're allowed to hate him. What about today? So it's interesting. The Gemara says in Erechin, Tezan Rebeis, the Rebeis days of the Mishnah, Amar Lezim Nazariah, Tamihani im Yesh B'dor HaZeh Sheyodeh Al HaOchiach. We said that when can you label a person a Rasha? Okay, that's when you tried to correct them and he didn't listen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I don't know if any people know how to do that right anyway. How do you warn a person? How do you correct a person? Usually, most people, you're going to walk over to a person and say, listen, you're doing this wrong. What's he going to tell you? Drop dead. Mind your business. Right? And it's very hard. The point is, it's very, very hard to correct people. No one likes being told what to do. Right? And it's very hard to tell people how to behave and to correct. So the other one says, we can't do it. Well, if you can't do it, then you can't call the person Russia, because we said a Russia is only somebody we tried to correct. And the other one says, we can't do it. There is a way to do it. There may be some people who do it, but not the average person. That's what I was saying. As I was saying, I don't know anybody who knows how to do it. Okay? I remember, I'll give an example from the Chumash of how you could do it. Okay, Yaakov Avinu, this is from Yaakov, I actually points out, Yaakov Avinu had to run away from Esau, right? And he ran to his uncle Lavan's house. You remember the story? He came early in the mid-afternoon to where all the shepherds were gathering by the well, and they were all bringing their flocks in. And that's when Rachel came out. You know the story, right? So he asked him, Achai, man, where my brothers, where are you from? And they told him, from Haran, do you know Lavan? Yeah, we know. And then he asked him, why are you here now? It's still early in the afternoon. And it's not yet time to bring the flocks back. So Rabbi Yaakov came out, and Rachel pointed out, what's Yaakov doing? He just met these people. He's telling them that they're not putting in a day's work. I'll tell you, try this. Or don't try this. But imagine you walk past a construction site at 4:45, and they're already putting this stuff away. And say, excuse me, but it's not yet 5:00. Okay, and you'll go home without teeth. I mean, so what kind of bill? How did Yaakov have the nerve to go to these people? Never met before. He's giving them mussar about how they're cheating on their workday. So Yaakov said, because what was the first word Yaakov Avinu said to them? Achai, my brothers. He restored respect. He created a bond. Right? When you create a bond with somebody, then you have a chance to correct his ways. Anyway, it's just an interesting point. But most of us have trouble doing that. Therefore, now you can't really call a person a Rasha, because a Rasha is only someone that doesn't accept Tochacha. But Tochacha, but as I said, you can't give. Also, now, Josh, to your point, the Gemara in Shabbos, Samech Chesem Bay 77, speaks about what we call a Tinok Shenishba Lebein Anachrim. Okay? Talking about someone that violates Shabbos without realizing Shabbos. How can what do you mean he doesn't realize the Shabbos? Anyway, so one of the things is Tinok Shenish. What does that mean, Tinok Shenish? He didn't grow up with it. Right. He was, as a child, he was captured by non-Jews. Okay? You know, they used to have it. In fact, they had it until, well, I mean, in the early 20th century still, in Russia, they used to have, the government used to take kids. In other countries also, they took kids when they were 4 or 5 years old. From their, not Jewish kids only, whatever. They had a random lottery, whatever it was, and they took kids, and they sent them to military school. And these students grew up in military school, and they later, for 15, 20, 25 years, whatever it is, and they're the ones who later became like the generals and the heads of the army and so on. So sometimes Jewish kids were also taken away. So, and you had no choice. You couldn't tell the government, I'll give it to these Jewish. It wouldn't work. And never, no, they were called gechapte kinder, okay, kidnapped kids. Okay, they were taking the Russian. Now the guy comes out 25 years later and he doesn't know about Shabbos. Is it his fault? He never learned about it. He's 5 years old. He's taken away. He doesn't know. That's called a Tinok Shenishba. Nishba with a hey, they're not swear, but captured. Right? Tinok Shenishba Ben Hanochim. And that's a different category already. You call that person a Russia? That's most American Jews today. They don't know any better. They never learned about it. They don't. You see somebody violating Shabbos, he's a Jew. You're a woke company. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. What do you mean? The person never learned. You can't call that. You can't hate such a person. Chas v'shalom. Right? And the Rambam himself writes that in 78. When do we say that there's a heretic? The guy knows and he rejected anyway. And he followed his heart and so on. He's referring to Karaites perhaps in his time. People who make a mistake and the children go up simply following what their parents taught them, which was not about Yiddishkeit. That's a different story. So they came by, he said, no, do not karoim. Hareo ketina shenishba. It's like a child who was captured. He never learned anything. Look at the Ram right to the end there. Laficha chroelach zirim b'tshuva l'vashmu divay shalom. Don't hate such a person. Try to become friendly. Try to win them over. Try to be mekarev of them. Right? You can't call such a person a Russia. What do you mean? He's publicly desecrating Shabbos. He's eating in Kippur. Oh, but there's no any better. Right? So that's your list. And that's a big Yosef also brings in Or Chaim Shinpei and Uchel Shabbos. Okay, that's not called the Tzedukim. They're children. They're not called Mishumah. They're not called heretics. They don't know any better. Ma'aseh Bosein B'Dayim, the Beis Yosef writes. Right, and the Taz also quotes it. So Mishumpei Sif Aleph. Sif Katan Aleph, right? The person doesn't keep the Rabbanan and so on. And sometimes you have people, they just assume that it's Mutter, and it's not really Mutter. Kiva Eger talks about the Tshuva, Madur Kamas, and Tzadi Vov, and his Tshuva. Apparently in his time it was very common that people shaved with razors. Well, they're not allowed to shave with a razor, right? They use the electric shavers, there's something in between, the knife doesn't hit the skin, whatever. Okay, so Kiveg says he doesn't think we can call these people Shom because they think it's Mutter. It became so common, they thought it's Mutter. It's not. But you can't call such a person a Russia. Harbam Hashem Chashu was again. People thought that it's Mutter. Right? That's what Kiveg writes. You can't consider such a person a Russia. Look at the back page. An interesting tshuva from the Binyan Tzion HaChadoshes in Chavkim again. It's Yaakov Ettlinger. Okay? He also talks about people, okay, you know, we're not allowed to drink the wine handled by a non-Jew, unless it's Mevusha wine, and even a non-observant Jew, okay, a non-observant Jew also. So he discusses this, but he says, that's Mikra Adin, because there's such a concept called Mechalal Shabbos Befarhesia, publicly desecrating Shabbos. He says, well, Poche Soshev is Maneno nowadays, Rav Ettlinger is writing in the 1800s, not that right. Rav Yaakov Ettlinger was one of the Rebbe's of Rav Shamsha Flohersh. Great, the famous poster, the famous German rabbi, right? Benitzio is a famous poster, his rabbi, one of his rabbis. So he says, these people, Chil Shabbos Nasaket, they think it's smooth, they don't even know any better. Okay, and by the way, I think I've told this over once, I'll just finish up quickly. I heard a story once, I read, in the biography of Rishon Zalman Arbach, who's a great poster in Eretz Yisrael. He grew up in the Shari Chesed neighborhood of Yisrael, I don't know where it is, okay, and his parents rented out a room in a house. Okay, so they needed extra income when we rented a room. And he rented it to a Jewish man who was not religious. And they said to him, part of the deal was that, you know, we're not going to tell you how to live your life, but in our house, you have to keep Shabbos. You can't have Chil Shabbos in our house. And the person agreed. And the story is that Rebbetzin, Rosh Zalman Arbach's mother, Mrs. Arbach, was once on a Shabbos, walked past this guy's room, and he was sitting, he was writing a letter to somebody. So she was a little upset, so she called her son. I said, listen, can you please go talk to the guy? We made a deal that he's not allowed. He said he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in the house, and he's writing a letter. So Rishon Zalman went into the room and said to the guy, what's going on? He said, I didn't know that that's forbidden on Shabbos. He came from Russia. He had never was educated. He didn't know that it was also to write. He wasn't defying the deal. He wasn't showing them up. He didn't know that it was also to write on Shabbos. I'm sorry, I apologize. Stop writing. So the situation, that's how Benin Tzion says, that the people like Tinach Shanishma, and therefore we shouldn't consider their wine to be a problem and so on. And in the Tshuva, another German poster, David C. Hoffman, he was asking about people who don't observe Shabbos, can you count them to a minion? Okay, can you count someone to a minion who doesn't keep Shabbos? And he says, the truth is, strictly speaking, no. However, Ach Bizman Hazeh, Nogin Lahakal Af Beretz Ungarin, when we culture came Beretz Ashkenaz. Even the Hungarians, the Mekel, and certainly by the Germans, where the reform was stronger. You know, there were more and more. It was Churan, and I remember a certain time a guy had an Avelis, he had a Yartzeit, he came to Shul, and he wanted to daven, and he went to a certain Shul. They didn't want to let him daven because he's not Shomer Shabbos, and went to a different Shul, they did let him. And he says, these people are like Tinok Shanishba. And he also writes, look, he says, he quotes a Sholomation, Shahanashim America. In those days, America, well, there wasn't much Yiddishkeit here. And he says, you can't call them the Mechal Shabbos. And he makes an interesting point. Because what's the idea of Mechal Shabbos for Hesia? Public. It means everybody else keeps Shabbos. And you go ahead and publicly don't keep Shabbos. But says the Ramad Lahore, but most of the people are not keeping Shabbos. There's not brazen act of defiance, right? Yeah, everyone keeps Shabbos. You brazenly walk up and blow out a candle. That's brazen. But when everyone's not doing, it's not brazen. So in such a situation, therefore, you put those two things together. It seems to me that we come back around to saying that there really is no excuse for hating on a Jew. Okay. The one exception is someone who tries to lead you astray. He's actively. But to call a person a Russia because he doesn't observe mitzvahs, two things. Number one, the Chazon Ish mentions both things in the Ordeis and Beis, Ostezai and Chavchez. He says, number one, he says that we have to bring these people back. That you know, Shishba, they don't know. He writes, "Aleinu lachziram b'avosa ava." Right, the much as we can, to show love, that they don't know any better. You can't call such a person a Rosha. And number two, like we said earlier, a Rosha is only someone you gave tochacha to, didn't accept it, and we said we don't know how to do tochacha, so it's like we didn't give tochacha. Right? That's the Chazon Ish writing. That printed here. So comes out the answer, and by the way, the Meshech Chochma, when he says on the same thing, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisete, the last two sources, 85, Perchav Beis, Pasuk Dalab, Lo Siris Chamor Achicho, Sharnof Modeach, Vizhadon, Hakem Tekim, all the other Pasuk talks about the shore of your enemy. He said, what do you mean, where enemy? Whose enemy? He said, that was before the Egal Azov. That was the olden days. Once they had the Egal Azov and other Averis and so on, then we can't say that a person is a Russian. So it seems to me that the answer to our question is much more of every fellow Jew. Well, today I think so. Okay. Now, sometimes people do things wrong, and you can be braggers with somebody, and so on and so forth. But deep down, you have to have a love for every Jew. That's what comes out. The excuse is, yeah, we do have a category called Sonei, and sometimes there are people who do averas and maybe deserve to be hated, and so on, and people who lead other people astray, and all these categories. But for most of the situations, I think today, we're hard pressed to say that you can look at another person who does averas. Now, somebody else wrongs me. Okay. So I'm allowed to take him to court. I do what I have to get, you know, to be made whole. It's supposed to. But, you know, we have a practice in Erev and Kippur. People are mochel, everybody. It's in the Tefillah Zakah. I don't usually get enough time to say the Tefillah Zakah, but Tefillah Zakah is printed in the Machzor before Kol Nidre. Most people barely make it to Kol Nidre. I don't know. But you try and come to Shul early. Tefillah Zakah is a beautiful, beautiful tefillah. They should announce Kol Nidre, in my opinion, 20 minutes earlier. But okay. But why should we announce what time Tefillah Zakah is in case anybody comes? Some people do come. Okay, but in the Tefillah Zakah, you say, I hereby am mochel anybody who wronged me. But excluding somebody that I can still take to court, right? But to hate somebody, not to say good Shabbos, not to greet a person, to hate a person, that's not right. We have to find a way to love a person. And you never know what positive could come from it. Okay, there's room sometimes for sinna in extreme cases, but it's very hard. I think you're hard-pressed to apply those cases in those situations today. Okay, so we have an overview of some of these sources of broad subject, but hopefully we'll see that the repair, the sinna schinim, and we'll see Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It depends on Abbas. You know. Okay, I wish him a good time.